This is a Paul W. Smith Show special edition podcast of
The Big M,
solving the skilled workforce challenges manufacturers face today. This podcast is presented by The Big M, coming to Cobo Center June 2nd through the 4th. Find out more at BigMEvent.com.
Square One Education Network will be participating in this year's Big M event going on at Cobo Center this June 2nd through the 4th. We'll be there broadcasting first day. For more information about the Big M event or to register online, visit BigMEvent.com. That's BigMEvent.com. And speaking of Square One Education Network, Carl Klimek is the executive director of Square One Education Network, this nonprofit operational foundation that incorporates brain and mind learning theory and practices in schools with special focus on innovative science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM projects. He's the lead author of Generative Leadership, Shaping New Futures for Today's Schools. It offers leadership coaching and presentations to schools and companies throughout the country. Carl's school administrative experience includes service as an elementary principal and as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction in a suburban Detroit district. Carl's latest initiatives include the development of the Arts and Engineering, a K-8 teacher training project, and also Celebratory Leadership, a framework for shaping school culture and enhancing student achievement. Carl Klimek, it seems to me you've been doing things for 20 years that some people are just starting to talk about.
Well, thanks, Paul W. Appreciate it. Been doing it for actually longer than 20, but the foundation that you referenced early on, Square One, is up and running and tapping schools and talent throughout the state for about 20 years. So thank you. It's an honor to be a member of the Michigan Nation, as it were.
Well, in doing the things that are important for these students, following in line with what Governor Snyder has suggested was important. Now, can you provide some of the background as to the Square One Education Network, what you do in the K-12 STEM and career tech educational space here in Michigan specifically?
Absolutely. Our foundation was actually born out of the automotive electronics industry back in the mid-90s. The foundation was established by the then founders to attempt to take some revenue that they had and try and stimulate more interest in our young people toward careers in what they then called the sciences. This is long before the buzz term STEM became as prominent as it is today. But the whole focus, Paul W., was to really target teachers and really look at finding those teachers who are succeeding against all odds, and give them the kind of support that they needed to become even more powerful and dominant in their classroom. So we began investing in them, and ultimately over the last 10 or 15 years, we shifted gears a bit and created some new vehicle engineering challenges, which we do now around the state. We have 4 vehicle engineering challenges that go from autonomous vehicles and now connected vehicles, to drivable hybrid electric cars, to one of our larger programs, which is underwater robotics. So all in all, doing great work with teachers and kids all throughout the state.
Underwater robotics. Well, boy, oh boy, this program, the Paul W. Smith Show, was involved with first the robotic programs right at the beginning, matter of fact. And now it's expanded into more grades and more kids being involved at every level. It's really Dean Kamen had this idea along with J.T. Battenberg III and some others, and it really has exploded now. But you're talking about the same sort of thing, that you were doing it before it became quote-unquote popular. Now, talent readiness is a very common topic in Michigan, also across the U.S., and it seems that concerns about having young people pursue careers in manufacturing still are everywhere. How is Square One working to address those concerns?
Well, outstanding question. That is one of the things that we really jumped on board with here in great partnership with our good friends up in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan Technological University. They contacted me a couple of years ago and said, hey Carl, we think we have a gem of a partnership here. And what has occurred, Paul W., is that we have begun teacher training workshops whereby teachers come to our workshops in the summertime and they don't get handed a 3D printer for purposes of manufacturing, education, and so forth. They build their printers. One of our, you mentioned in the opening remarks, notions of brain-mind education or brain-mind learning, one of the focal points that we have as an organization is building teacher capacity and really helping our teachers become more developed as technically as we possibly can. So Michigan Tech gave us the opportunity to work together, and the teachers actually build their own printers and then take them back to the classroom to deploy them. And the real primary reason behind that is at some point that printer is going to stop working. Something's going to get a glitch, or some light's not going to come on that needs to go on. And our teachers then, with their students now, treat it as a problem-solving opportunity, a chance to really take on a challenge and solve it versus where are we going to find the money to send this out and get it fixed? So this project is now growing rapidly. We have filled up 3 workshops already for this coming summer, and the demand is very great. And we do it very affordably. Our cost per printer is only about $450. And that's pretty amazing if you think about a price point on doing something like this.
Carl Klamek, Executive Director of Square One Education Network, with us as a partner with SME for the upcoming Big M Conference. What's your biggest contribution to the event, do you think, Carl?
Well, we were blessed, I guess, in many ways, to be invited by SME to partner with them. Last summer, we were very involved in the ITS World Congress. I know you were there for that, and you remember that as a really dominant event where we did a Youth Connection showcase. We had students engaged there, a big area where students were building things and taking them apart and just demonstrating our wonderful Michigan talent in our youth. That then led to an invitation to the auto show, so we did a similar project there, and now we're going to be contributing at the Big M with a large display. We have some high school teams coming to compete where they have to literally build an electric car on site. On your mark, get set, go. First one done wins. And it's a rematch between Southfield High School and the Huron County Tech Center. But we'll also have our 3D printers up. We'll have our autonomous vehicles there. And ultimately, and this is the really key thing, Paul W., is as an educator, we know that unless kids are exposed to these future technologies and these expanding career opportunities, they're never going to pursue them. So we have a charge to bring 500 students at least to the event and get them exposed to the whole exciting world of manufacturing.
Well put, Carl. Final question, too, to get your view on how manufacturing is, in fact, shaping our future.
Well, ultimately, what we're looking to try and do is get kids emotionally engaged in a career path in such a way that they want to pursue something that helps benefit Michigan and, quite frankly, our American economy. There's such a press now toward maker spaces and maker fairs and things like that. And if you study the brain research, that's exactly natural. That's what we are biologically designed to do, and it's discover and design and innovate and create. And so this whole idea of manufacturing couldn't be more timely. And the 3D printing opportunity is a way to really bring an affordable, exciting, innovative, creative project into classrooms. And if we don't capitalize on this, it's going to be a shame on all of us, you know. So the manufacturing component, as important as it is to the economy, is equally as important to getting our young people engaged in a type of project-based learning that I think will really fulfill a lot of the need and demand that we have here in this country, and specifically here in Michigan.
Square One Education Network participating in this year's Big M event going on at Cobo Center this June 2nd through the 4th. For more information about the Big M event or to register online, visit BigMEvent.com. BigMEvent.com. Executive Director of Square One Education Network, Carl Klamek, thanks for being with us. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
It was a pleasure, Paul W. Thank you very much. Take good care.
This has been the Paul W. Smith Show special edition podcast of
The Big M.
See more in Detroit as they shape the future of manufacturing at The Big M, coming to Cobo Center June 2nd through 4th. Find out more at BigMEvent.com.